production.
This is Unlock the Greatness Within. I'm Sarah Grimberg, and for the next 5 minutes, join me as I take you on a journey that will replenish your sense of self and the world, give you a moment to reflect, nourish your mind, and reset you for the week ahead. In today's episode, I want to talk about one of the crucial elements that drives us to get things done, motivation. I've had so many people ask about how to find motivation or stay motivated. The thing about motivation is that it's not always something that comes to us. However, that doesn't mean that you can't learn how to motivate yourself and tap into it on the days it doesn't come naturally to you. So in this episode, I'll be sharing a number of practices that I've learned and lean on in my own life to finding and maintaining motivation. And this quote by Mark Twain could not be more on point. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. So let's get started. Step one, focus on your strengths. Sometimes when you have a pile of tasks waiting for you, it can feel overwhelming and you can lose sight of why you have to do them in the first place. Even when you're in a job you love, there are always tasks that you're not thrilled about, but you must refocus and remember your purpose. These tasks are helping you better yourself or are stepping stones helping you get closer to where you want to be. If there are tasks involved in your job or dreams that you feel don't serve or that could be done better, try to upskill so they're easier or more enjoyable to do. If not, then consider hiring some help to take them off your plate so you can focus on the elements you enjoy most. Step two, write a list. On the days that motivation is slow, you need some quick go-to tools to kickstart you. If you've been listening to the Unlock the Greatness Within series for a while, then you'll know I'm a huge fan of lists. The next time you need some motivation, try writing a list of all the positive outcomes of you getting through a task, activity, or project. Fitness is a great example. More times than most, you won't feel like going to the gym, going for a run, or doing a workout, especially if it's raining or you'd prefer joining your own friends who are out somewhere. But after you write your list, you'll find plenty of reasons why you should go ahead. Firstly, in the time you've debated whether you should or shouldn't exercise, you could have already been and come back. Secondly, by keeping to your fitness plans, you're sticking to your goals, and that shows strength of character and dedication. Thirdly, there are the obvious benefits to keeping fit, both inside and out. And finally, think of how you'll feel after your workout. Do you ever regret that feeling? Absolutely not. You'll feel fresh with renewed energy, ready to meet your friends without feeling regret, and best of all, you'll feel motivated. Try this next time you're feeling in a motivation slump, and I'm certain it will coax you out of it. Step three, pause and reflect. When we're lacking motivation, it's very easy to focus on the negatives, pedal back or succumb to feelings of hopelessness. This is why more than ever, it's important to keep moving forward and stay motivated so that you don't lose momentum or faith in your goals and dreams. We are all human though, and these moments of doubt affect us all. So this final practice is one of my favorites for reigniting not only your motivation, but your belief in your journey. Grab a notebook or simply sit down and reflect on your path and how far you've come. Can you think of all your success and personal learnings? By writing this down or simply taking some time out to consider this, you'll be able to see why each small step is worth it and what you can achieve with dedicated work. This small act will comfort you, fill you with courage, and provide the reminder you need to keep going. Through consistency, hard work, and maintaining your motivation, you can knock down the walls that stall you and reach your dreams on the other side. By coming back to these practices, I am certain you'll be able to tap into motivation whenever you need it. I hope this episode of Unlock the Greatness Within inspired you and brought you joy. If you'd like to learn more, receive guidance and regular reminders like these, then please connect with me on Instagram at A Life of Greatness Podcast or purchase my ebook, Finding Greatness, at sarahgrimberg.com. Love what you heard? Then we'd love you to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app and leave a 5-star review. It will help us share this wisdom with others. If you want more advice on how to maintain motivation, then don't miss my episode with Ben Greenfield, one of the world's leading biohackers and top influential people in health, on a Life of Greatness podcast.